Calling all men of valor. It's time to break chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
I hear so many Christians murmuring about their imperfections and their failures and their addictions and their shortcomings. And I see so little war. Murmur, murmur, murmur. Why am I this way?
They said ain't no church in the wild. I guess they ain't been out here in a while, huh? Cause we ain't where cuz. And city. And block. And trap.
Calling all men of valor. It's time to break chain with Young Adults Talk.
Hey, what if we all need anger management?
And Young Adults Talk is leaving the mark that can't be real by breaking the chains of silence.
On YAT Radio.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all that hate. Let them hoods blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this. It's God's plan. And I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on, boy.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't kill my lady. But I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Gotta fall to the ground and I wipe that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war. Fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, don't stop it for me, for you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
Into the sky, my war goes on and on. I'm gonna die, so they call me home.
Yeah.
If I should die before too long, put me on my shield, they carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I know the why.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God. We're ready for war today. This is Reverend Gant, and we're live here at Breaking Chains, Young Adult Talk Radio. I want to thank you all for coming out. Thank you all for listening. We give God the glory. We just give God the praise for another day's journey. I'd like to take this moment to start off the program with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our life. We thank you for our health, our strength. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Lord God, we give you all the praise. There is none like unto thee, O Lord. There is none like unto thee, O Lord. We give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord, for this is a day that you have made. Therefore, we are to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come on these airways tonight to break chains, Lord, to set the captive free, to free those that are bound, and to give life and liberty to those that have been captive. Lord God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Take these words forth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for this day and for all the things that have taken place this day. You know, we're waiting for some of our guests to come in to chime in, but right now I want to take the time to review, you know, this month's event. As we came into the new year, we came into the new year with praise, with thanksgiving. We came into the new year over this broadcast, Breaking Chains. And some of the things that we shared, we knew that there was going to be a shifting in the atmosphere, that there's a shifting in the spirit, there's a shaking in the spirit right now that's going on, and there's an uncovering in the spirit that's going on right now. So we've been seeing the hand of God move in this new year. One of the biggest things that are happening right now is what's going on in Flint, Michigan, with the water being contaminated. And I know on one of the other broadcasts on our Monday health broadcast, we went into great details talking about them using the water was used to poison the people, and so many other people were affected by the poison of the water. Now we find out that all over America, in most of the major cities right now, they place fluoride in the water. They put fluoride in the water. And if you know anything about fluoride is not to be consumed into the human body. So literally, this water poisoning, we're going to find more and more cases of this across the nation. So this has been quite a year. And as we're preparing for the upcoming election, you know, we're in prayer day and night right now, because right now it's showing that Donald Trump is leading on all of the polls. And while people are taking it as a joke, saying that Donald Trump, he's running for president, nobody's going to elect him president, I beg your pardon. Most of the polls are showing him in the lead. And all the polls on the Republican side and on the Democratic side, and the polls for him winning the national election is showing that because of the Democrats having a split vote between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, that it's a possibility. Y'all, it's a possibility that Donald Trump would be your next president. So we're going to open up the lines right now. We're going to open up the lines and see if we can get a station break right quick to see if anyone is on the line right now, and then we'll open the lines for our guests.
Want to get involved? Got comments or suggestions? Let us know right here at YET Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YET, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia 30036.
You just gotta know.
You ever feel like life just coming at you a million miles an hour?
Life is like an elevator, a lot of ups and downs. People pushing your buttons and getting jerked around. I used to lurk around town trying to work around, working so that I could hit the ground with the perfect sound. Even perfect sound sounds like work when you spend your time flirting with the crown and the purse. If I was down for berserk with a layover and crazy, a lazy Jay-Z hoping Rockefellers paid me, or rocking ladies would cop me a Mercedes. But that whole dream was an 80s baby. Missed that shot like a cop that's crooked. TV goes off, third eye still looking, mom still cooking. I can always go home even though I'm 5 years past grown. Here I go again, I'm still chasing the wind, I can't win. When it gets hot, it boils down to sin. If heaven ain't a gift, then I ain't getting in.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture, I paint a picture. I've been going down this road, crazy things, so I paint a picture. You got to see it, you just gotta know.
Play. Wonder if they could, what would stars say? Or Venus and Mars say? All say that we want it our way. Stars so desperate to shine, they go on living the hard way. The intellect to travel to Mars is so blind. We worship Venus, but she don't even know who we are. And she never cared why, cause she wasn't there when I was trying to drown my sorrows in a pool of despair. I ain't perfect, sometimes I feel worthless. Worthless than that is the image that I done purchased. Man, from the shades to the shirts to the shoes. Just
another fool trying to cover, he's confused. That ain't cool. Sometimes I hate the man in the mirror, cause I know he's a liar and a cheater and a killer. People say they love him, but they love what he can give him. But deep inside he knows that there's a reason for him living.
I can't even find no words for the way I feel, so I paint a picture.
Call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey there, Reverend Dan, this is Minister Williams.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, sir, wonderfully, and blessed, a highly favored, blessed man here, I tell you. I've just been chiming in here for the past few minutes and just wanted to come on with you for a second. I'm not going to stay with you long. I'm on the highway and down here in Alabama and wanted to just chime in on you because we had a conversation before we came on the air. And, you know, this is the Men of Valor Night. And, you know, it's something that, Pastor, what you're talking about is about the water and things that are going on in our country and the elections, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. And you know what? This is one thing I'm going to say, Pastor, and I'm going to stand out the way because, you know, until we stand up and be men of God and men of valor, they're going to continue to do these things to us. Until we stand up as men of God and start just interfering and standing in the gap and interceding on behalf of our families, our children, our community, and everything that we need to stand up for that is of God, we would be able to defeat this enemy. Because, see, the enemy is running rampant right now because nobody's standing up against him. You understand? See, we forget that we are part of the royal priesthood. We forget that we are chosen.
Amen. Amen.
See, we tend to forget that we are peculiar people. See, peculiar, they say you're crazy, but peculiar means that you are knowledgeable of God's infinite wisdom. See, God's infinite wisdom teaches us to lean not to our own understanding, but we need to just lean towards God. We need to practice and strive on his word and go towards him. If we just keep our eye on the prize and on the mark of Christ, guess what? We can't lose. We never lose. And as long as we keep avoiding that and not tend to that, guess what? Donald Trump could possibly be the next president of the United States of America. But the unfortunate thing is he is still part of that 1% who is out to get you, who's out to get me, who's out to get everybody that cannot stand up against her because they got all the money and the power. But I know my God, who has the riches and glory,
he's
who
right.
has a cattle on a thousand hills. So, you know,
yes,
I don't
man.
Tend to worry about those things, but we have to come in and teach and educate the people, Pastor Gant.
Amen. Amen. And the thing that we cannot do is the church, we cannot be complacent in these areas. I was talking to a young minister, and they just started a church. The church is only about 2 years old, and he's one of the assistant pastors. He's assistant pastor over there, and I was talking to him about some of the issues that were going on in his community, the community where he grew up at, where they tore down the projects, at the same community where they ran the where they've been systematically taking the houses from the elderly people over there that are mostly black, and a powerful community that existed in Cobb County for hundreds of years. And as I was talking to him about that, he came out and said, "Reverend, you know, we don't want to get involved in political things. See, you're talking about Donald Trump, and you're talking about the Republicans, and you're talking about the Democrat. Well, we the church, and we don't want to get involved in the political thing." And I was shocked by that. I was like, wait a minute, don't you know that it was Jesus Christ, glory to God, who had to go before Pontius Pilate? It was Jesus Christ that they took before the magistrate. It was Jesus Christ that because of Christianity, the Roman Empire came down. It was because of Jesus Christ that the whole world is governed. And you know, God gives us leaders after our own heart. God is the one that put the leaders in place. You know,
that's right.
So if it's time for us to go through a Trump phase, believe it or not, America is going to go through a Trump phase. And the church better be ready. We cannot be patient at this time. So I want to let you come back in there because I don't. Where do you stand with the church being involved in politics? Where did this come from?
Well, it comes from because you know, let's talk about the separation of church and state. There were some who wanted it and some who didn't. So since you didn't, you say there's a separation of church and state, but why do I have the American flag and the state flag hanging in my church? Why not separate it?
It was meant the other way around. It was meant the other way around. It was meant that the church can be involved in the state business, but the state should not be involved in the church's business. Because what happened in Europe is that the church got involved, is that the government got involved in the church business. When we talk about the Catholic Church and all that, the government got involved in the church's business. So when America established their church, they made it pure and simple that the government could not get involved in the church's business, not the other way around. So they're taking that in the wrong sense. It was separation of church and state, meaning that the state could not get in the church business.
Okay, but the state is in the church business now. The church is not allowed to get in the state business because they shut us down at the door. But they'll come in there and tell you the taxes you need to pay. They put in the stipulations on you. They're telling you what you can and can't do. They'll come in and tell you who you need to endorse. Matter of fact, they got a plan right now of all the pastors where they bring them into the government and they let them know that, listen, we want you to do this and we're going to give you that. And see, a lot of these pastors fall in prey to that, and then they're bringing their flock to that. So that means that, see, you just a pastor. That means you ain't no different. Because, number one, pastor, you just a pastor. You just a pastor. You just got a title. Because, see, you strip yourself of being a shepherd. Because, see, the shepherd protects the sheep. And when you ain't protecting the sheep, guess what? He going to come in like a wolf, and he going to slaughter them. So that's what we've done. We've opened the door to the politicians. We've opened the door to the government. We've opened the door to the devil to come in and just slay the people. And, see, that just can't happen anymore on my watch. You know what I'm saying? That can't go down for me. I can't speak for nobody else but me. See, I'm sitting on the wall. I'm on the battlefield, and I can't allow that to take place anymore because it's uncomfortable. The only reason why I came on the air tonight, because it wasn't my time, but God told me to say something and come on the air with you tonight. Because guess what? You called all these men of valor to come up, and we're the only two on the line. So what does that say about us? What does that say about the men of God that's supposed to step up and do what they're supposed to do? What are they afraid of? Why are they afraid of standing up and going and facing these issues? Because if we don't face these issues, guess what's going to happen? The devil is going to take control and have control. And see, he can't have control of something that, you know, you're not going to let him have. See, when the strong man leads another, the man comes in and bound up the strong man. You understand? So we got to bound this strong man up because, see, the strong man in this issue right here is trying to be the evil one, the devil. You know what I'm saying? He tells us that he go to and fro, searching who he can see, kill, and destroy. And see, his time is up, and he know it's up, but he's still getting people on his team, and he's still trying to do things that he shouldn't be doing. And I'm angry about it. I'm here to let you know that I'm angry about it. I'm angry about it, and I'm not going to sit back anymore and just let it happen, because there's no reason, no need for me to just let it happen, because he ain't nothing he can do to me. You know, if God be for me, who can be against me? So, you know, that's how I look at that. That's how I have to view that.
Thank you.
That's how I have to view that, and that's where we stand. So, Pastor Gant, that's where we are with that.
Amen. And it said that the enemy creeped in unaware. Creeping in unaware.
And you know what? He creeps in unawares, but guess what? We aware. We're aware of everything that he's doing. Since we are totally aware of everything he's doing, why are we allowing him to get away with what he's doing? Why are we allowing this to take place? Why are we just sitting back not doing anything? And I'm not talking to the people that are out here, you know, serving the Lord and on the wall and doing their work. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about all the men and women that are sitting back doing nothing. And mostly I'm talking to the men, because this is the Men of Valor night. This is the night with men of courage. See, you say, when you say valor, valor means courage. That means that you have the courage to stand up against the devil. That means that you have the courage to stand up against the wicked one. But that means, most importantly, that you have your armor on. See, we've taken our armor off. We thinking everything is so all right. You said something earlier about being complacent. See, we stagnant and complacent in our own ways and in these areas where we shouldn't be stagnant and complacent. We allowing the devil to come in and interfere with our families and things, and we shouldn't allow that. See, the devil at church too, Pastor. The devil comes to church too. The devil know the word too. The devil know the word better than some of the scholars out there. You got to understand, the devil was in there in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. And guess what? The devil was there when all creation took place. They tend to forget that the devil was there. The devil did something ignorant and stupid to get himself kicked out. So if he got kicked out and got slammed down here to earth, he came down here to seek, kill, and destroy whoever is going to follow him. And he's picking up people following him. He's deceiving them. He's the father of illusion. He's the father of deceit. He's the father of lies. What is the illusion? He's putting things in front of you to make you think that everything is okay. Then no, we ain't got to do that. Just like you was talking about the men that don't want to get involved in all, Pastor. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to deal with that. Yeah, you don't want to deal with it. That's why they coming in and taking over. That's why they're doing it.
Losing the whole community behind it. Old people getting moved out of their houses. People, I mean, now they're gonna come back in there with luxury condominiums, and they're gonna displace all of those people that have been there for 100 years. Been there for 100 years, and the churches are saying, "Well, we don't want to get involved in that." And then another thing in this issue about 501c3. I know my pastor said he don't need that. He said, I don't need that. He said, I am a nonprofit organization. This church has been here for 100 years. We are a nonprofit organization. What do we have to prove to the government? When they do that, they get a number on file. They have to get a tax ID number. They get a number on file. Now they got you registered. They got you registered in the system from then on. And nobody's looking at that size of the house. In order for you to get government money, now they want you to have a 501c3. In order for you, that was never the case for a nonprofit. What they're doing is they're violating their own constitution. The rights that the church was given in the constitution, they're violating their own constitutional rights. That's why we're taking this thing to the White House steps, because they can't even follow their own constitution. If they can't follow their own constitution, then they're in violation of their own laws. And that was one of the things that Dr. King was so skillful at doing, at taking their law and using it back against them. Now the church, we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to rise up, because we are in battle right now. I don't know about other people, but they have to realize that every day we wake up, Minister William, we are at war. Every day that we wake up out of our sleep, we are in an ongoing war, an ongoing battle that's been taking place, like you said, since the creation. Since the creation, and it hasn't stopped. So all of these, so we are being watchmen on the walls, like you were saying. It's not going to happen on your watch. We got to stand guard right now. We have to stand guard right now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're coming up on another. Station break, so I'm going to try to see if I can...
Reverend Gant, I'm back now. I just got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no place here. Can you hear me, Reverend?
Amen. I hear you.
Reverend?
I hear you loud and clear. Amen.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Can you hear me now, Pastor?
Amen. Loud and clear.
I guess what happens is by me being moving and traveling here, that go through those some drop areas. So let me say this and put this out here real quickly. Let me say this. Listen, men and women of God out there that are listening, put your armor on. Put your armor back on. You know, put your armor on, because you need to put your armor on to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Because you too busy out here fighting against flesh and blood, and this thing ain't got nothing to do with flesh and blood. Nothing whatsoever. This is not about flesh and blood. The devil wants you to think it's about flesh and blood so we can start attacking each other, tearing each other down, and coming up against each other. And the first place he's going to start with the believers. And see, if you're a true believer, you will have the faith to know, the faith of the size of a mustard seed to know that your God will never leave nor forsake you, that he's going to always be there. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die and to live for you. You know what I'm saying? He died for you, he lived for you, and he rose again, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding on my behalf, your behalf, everybody's behalf. And you know what? You're going to have to wake up right now and decide which team you're going to be on, which God that you're going to serve. You're going to either serve man or you're going to serve God. You're going to either serve Satan or you're going to serve God, the true Jesus Christ, the true living God. It's up to you who you choose. Can't nobody make you do nothing. See, I can't do nothing but just tell you about how good God is. I can't do nothing but tell you how powerful and awesome my God is. And what you need to do is just wake up and pull yourself together. Stop dogging out your brother. Stop putting down your sister. Pick them up. Lift them up. Encourage them. Motivate them. Inspire them. Empower them to move forward. Empower them to know the God that you serve. Let me tell you, if you serve the God of Baal, that's on you. You stay over there and serve Baal. But see, God say, you can be a hot or cold, but if you lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. The best tasting food is some hot, good old hot old collard greens and some good old hot food. Let me tell you, the word of God is going to either come to you hot or it's going to come to you cold. Because if it's lukewarm, that means you ain't getting none out of it. The worst tasting food that you can ever eat is lukewarm food, because it's hot and it's cold and you can't eat it. You know, a person can pick up a cold piece of chicken and bite into it. A person can bite into a hot piece of chicken, and it's like people just tend to forget what's on their mind and where they're going in life. They travel down the road, and they just tend to forget the streets that they need to turn down. You understand? Jesus told them that the road to him is very narrow. You're so busy and distracted, you miss that street that you're supposed to be turning on. But you so out here wild up in the wild of the wicked one out here and traveling down this. Listen, I live in Atlanta. Highways are six lanes wide. So you got all kind of lanes to run over folks and have wrecks and whatever. But when it's time to take that narrow road to Christ right there, you got every problem on why you shouldn't turn down that road. It's too bumpy. Too many trials and tribulations. It's too much heartache. It ain't enough money down there. It ain't this. It ain't that. But Christ told you. Christ didn't tell you nowhere where it was going to be. He didn't tell you that. So, Pastor, I'm going to let you have this.
Amen. You hit on a powerful point there. While everybody out here shucking and jiving and building great big edifices and they getting the brand new flat screen TVs for the fellowship hall and they getting all of these new luxuries for the church. Let me tell you something. The word of God says that judgment will first begin at the house of God. At the house of God.
Amen.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? judgment is going to begin at the church. Right now, while we in these earthly bodies, God is judging us every day, so we don't have to stand judgment at the judgment. God is judging us every day. Judgment is going to begin at the house of God. Preachers better get ready. While you're out here checking and jiving, you got your brand new car, you're telling the church what your salary is going to be next year, you better get ready. Because judgment is going to begin at the house of God.
It's going to start
the
right there.
Righteous scarcely be saved. If the righteous barely, Mr. Williams, if the righteous barely make it in, blessed as a sinner in their ungodly appear. We can't play church now.
That's the problem. Everybody playing church, Pastor. They playing church. Thank God it's a joke. They taking God as a joke. They think it's a game. But let me tell you something about that, Pastor. And I'm gonna stand down because I got to get off this airwaves now and because this is not the way I wanted to come on the show because I have to be prepared and ready. But I can always let me say something to you. James 1:12. Let me tell you about James 1:12. James told us something very powerful. James told us, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." So what I'm saying to you, brothers out there, that's what you need to endure. The devil gonna always tempt you. That's what he does. That's his responsibility. And he's sending people along the way to tempt you. But let me tell you, you better be steadfast in the Lord. You better keep with. About yourself. You keep your armor on. You better let the Lord order your footsteps, and you better be mindful of everything and what you're doing and what you're saying, because you're losing out. And it's obvious, and it's proven. The proof is in the
glory to God.
Put.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, judgment must.
Look around you.
Amen.
Look at the
Amen. I don't know if you can hear Minister Williams or not, but it seems as though he's faded out on our side. So I know he was preaching up a storm there. Glory to God.
Want to break chains in your